Lyrebird by Cecilia Ahern.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We are very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
It is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent. It is one that is most responsive to change. Attributed to Charles Darwin. Prologue. He moves away from the others, their constant chat blending into a tedious, monotonous sound in his head. He's not sure if it's the jet lag, or if he's simply not interested in what's going on. It could be both. He feels elsewhere, detached. And if he yawns one more time, she'll have no hesitation in calling him out on it. They don't notice him break away from them, or if they do, they don't comment. He carries his sound equipment with him. He'd never leave it behind. Not just because of its value, but because it's a part of him by now, like another limb. It's heavy, but he's used to the weight. Oddly, is comforted by it. He feels a part of him is missing without it, and walks like he's carrying the audio bag, even when he isn't, his right shoulder drooped to one side. It might mean he's found his calling as a sound recordist, but his subconscious connection to it does nothing good for his posture. He walks away from the clearing, away from the bat house.